Unit Review.
Building your vocabulary. Fill in the blanks with the correct forms of the words or phrases in the box.
Interview. Perfect. Past. Across from. On one's way to.
Complete the passage with the words you learned. The first letter is given. Grammar in use. Tick the correct answers. Listening and speaking.
Listen to the passage and fill in the blanks.
I live downtown in Shanghai. It is a very big and busy city. When I first moved there, I often got lost on my way to school. However, I don't get lost anymore. My mom showed me the big bank near my school. She told me if I go past it, then I'm going the right way. On weekends, I like to walk along Nanjing Street. There are many stores there, and they are always filled with customers. This is a lively city. When my friends come to visit, I always have so much to show them.
Complete the following dialogue with your partner, putting it all together. Read the passage and write true or false.
Neighborhood dogs. Birdie and Tig were two dogs. They lived in the same neighborhood. They loved each other and played together every day. One evening, Birdie didn't come home. David and his family went out to look for him, but they had no luck finding him. To their surprise, Tig came to their house alone and started barking. David's family didn't know why. Tig didn't stop barking. He barked at anyone he could see. One morning, Tig followed David around, barking loudly and running towards the woods, as if to say, "Follow me." The little dog led David towards the woods. There, the boy found Buddy stuck in a hole with a hurt leg. Around him was some dog food. David knew it was Tig's food from home. David suddenly realized that Tig had brought this food to his friend. David helped to feed Buddy and get his leg treated. For many years, the two families watched their dogs play happily together. Buddy and Tig were good friends. Buddy did a lot for Tig when he was stuck in the woods. Buddy's family found him with the help of Tig. Buddy and Tig lived together in the same family.
Make a poster.
You want to help your city by convincing more tourists to come to visit. Make a poster to advertise your city. Describe your city and write why it is an interesting place to visit. You can draw pictures or get them from magazines. Make your poster beautiful.
Self-evaluation. Find more examples from this unit, then mark your stars. Talking about neighborhoods, there is a pond near my house. I can talk about my neighborhood in English. Showing the way. Go down this street. Turn right at the second crossing. I know how to give directions and show the way in English. Adverbial clause with because. I'm going to buy a map of the city because I don't want to get lost again. I can use adverbial clauses with because probably. Turn right, turn left.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the grocery store?
Sure.
Look right, look left, before you cross the street. Turn right, turn left. But stay on the sidewalk.
Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the movie theater?
Sure. Look right, look left. Before you cross the street, turn right, turn left. But stay on the sidewalk. Look right, look left. Before you cross the street, turn right, turn left. But stay on the sidewalk.